The Juneau City Manager's Office has released its recommendations for how to use the money that's expected to come from this year's cruise ship visitors. Residents have until March 4th to weigh in on those suggestions. Juneau gets money from cruise passengers through three different fees. This year, the city is estimating that about 1 million passengers will come to Juneau, generating about $13.8 million in passenger fees. Some of the suggestions include installing refillable water bottle stations downtown and funding visitor services. Juneau tourism manager Alexander Pierce says that means hiring crossing guards and beefing up security and restroom maintenance for some of Juneau's docks.
And that's a significant funding increase because the Coast Guard issued an additional security requirement that costs quite a bit more money to implement.
The city is also carrying a negative passenger fee fund balance of $3.2 million into this fiscal year. Pierce says that negative balance isn't something that usually happens.
Typically, we like to have a little bit of money left over, but we had 2 years with no visitation and then very limited visitation for which we needed to still supply some of the services that we always do. And so that's where the negative balance came from.
She's talking about funding city services like the police, ambulances, and visitor information. So the city manager's office is suggesting they use some of the passenger fee proceeds to repay the negative balance. Over the course of a normal summer, Juneau sees about 1.2 million cruise ship passengers from large ships. In 2021, with tourism and the cruise industry still reeling from the pandemic, only about 125,000 of those passengers made it to the city. Pierce says for the next fiscal year, they budgeted for fewer passengers than a pre-pandemic year, but still more than Juneau saw last season.
With some nervousness around industry recovery and the possibility of another variant, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, but we also recognize that people are returning to travel and that we probably will see a pretty robust season this year.
Pierce says they expect every ship currently on the schedule will still come, but questions remain about how full those ships will be. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.